I'm Van.
I'm Sorry.
That's Lavi.
It's so hard to do. And Salty and Chip. I'm glad my names didn't change. Okay, guys, guess what? We're doing Opeth! Finally!
What people don't realize is this is actually our third Opeth.
This is our third, right. So we need to come clean with you guys.
There's that movie, Den of Thieves.
Yeah.
We watched Den of Thieves.
Yep.
And then we came home. And I said, all right, babe, let's do Opeth.
Yep.
People want it. And you were all excited.
Thrilled.
Yay!
What are you doing, babe? Why are you doing this right now?
And what happened? Tell the good people of the village what happened, Your Grace.
I don't even remember which song it was. But we started playing it, and we couldn't make it through it. Neither one of us liked it at all. It was...
Well, actually, what happened is you said, oh, maybe this is a bad version.
Yes,
and then you went and found another one.
Right. I was convinced it was a bad version. I'm like, this can't really be. Oh,
and it was a disaster.
It was. And then we both just said, okay, let's just not, because, you know, we love our Opeth fans. You know? We love all you people that love Opeth, but we just didn't like that one. But you know what? We're giving it another shot now. Okay? All right. Still love us.
See, the thing is, you discovered Opeth before you discovered Nail of Ascaris and Tool and...
Yeah. I still liked that song, Harlequin Forest.
With a progressive sound.
No, I still liked Harlequin
Forest.
Sure.
Hey, look, I'm going to give this song a shot.
Yeah, you should.
I'm going to give it a shot.
Everybody was saying that on your review of Wasp that you gave up before you even tried. The minute you said they were wearing makeup that you...
Oh, that's valid.
It is?
That's completely valid.
I was going to come out defending you. Are you serious?
Guys, all of us have preconceived notions of everything. I never, ever pretend. I never pretended for one second that I was neutral on anything. I don't believe in neutrality. Neutrality is a myth. I don't believe in that. What I believe is people can be converted. That's what
okay.
I believe. You think,
so they were right.
So you think when people see Christians react to X, if they don't already have a biased view of what we're going to be?
Yeah, that's true.
And then what happens?
But when I went into the Wasp song, I was like, I don't usually like these older ones, but I think I'm going to like it. I was hoping, you know,
Well, yeah, you were biased toward liking it. It's the same thing.
I can't believe it. I didn't know that.
People only bring up bias when the bias works against them.
Yeah, well, yeah. Honestly.
If I say, oh, this is Tool, it's going to be great. I've never seen a Tool fan go, hey, you were biased to that song. You before you even started, you said it was going to be great.
That's true.
I mean, come on. But I'm not going to lie about it either. I'm not going to say, oh, no, I had a completely objective view of Wasp. No. Not at all. The next Carnival song we hear, I'm going to assume it's going to be good unless they convert me otherwise. That's happened. That's what I listened to recently.
That's happened.
Yeah.
Well, that's what,
there's been a couple songs where I was like, yeah, this will be great. And it wasn't as great as I thought it was going
to
be.
Well, that's what happened to me on the last Opeth song. I went in and I was like,
oh, yeah, you were biased the other way.
So
and then they converted
about
you.
It. And then all of a sudden I was like.
And see, I didn't say anything when you were listening to it. I was like, I'm just going to sit here and be quiet. And then I just saw your countenance just descend.
I didn't believe it, though. I was like, no, this is a bad version. Like, yeah. I must have picked a bad
version.
Well, this
one has been asked for a lot.
Okay.
So, inshallah, it'll be better. This is Bleak.
Bleak.
9 minutes of our lives we'll never get back. Here we go.
Go. We'll be right back.
First and foremost, shout out to the guy who did the lyric video.
Yeah, I'm like, I want to know what that program is.
He did a damn good job.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Really, really good job.
What?
I'm processing.
I don't know what the song is about. The first half of the song, I was like, oh no, I don't like it. And then, like, the middle and end, I was like, yes, okay, I can rock with this. Like, not rock as in rock, but, like, I can enjoy it.
Well, I definitely saw the, when it went, when the guitars opened up.
Yeah.
I definitely saw their influence over the guitarist of Nabla Scars.
Yes, I heard that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very, very clear.
I said, hey,
Neo a lot better than this.
I agree, but yeah.
So does Zen, because Zen is not a progressive fan, bless God. but I definitely said, okay.
Yep.
Because these guys are like the staple sort of prog band, like that spawned a lot of the other bands.
Okay.
Like Neo and all the rest of it.
Yeah, I definitely heard that influence in there.
At least the guitarist in Neo is influenced by these guys. He must be.
What?
Forgot to email Tim from Neo because he's supposed to do an interview with him.
Oh, that's right.
Anyway, alright, so I think this is about a relationship and he ends up killing her.
What? Are you serious?
Pretty sure.
Well, I heard the word dying and
he tells
stuff
her
like
to
that.
Atone. You're close to the final word. You're staring right past me in dismay. A liquid seeps from your chest.
And drains me away.
Mist ripples around your thin white neck. Cold fingers mark this dying wreck. She's dying. This moment is mine. It's his moment when she's dying. He's killing
her. What did he do?
I'm pretty sure he killed
her. Yeah, well, there's liquid coming from her chest.
Slight shift, shivering corpse. I don't know. She probably stabbed her.
But what's moist ripples around your thin white neck?
Probably maybe water, because he threw in a bunch of water. Because see right there, slight to twist, shivering corpse ornated with water filling the cracks.
Fills the cracks. Collapsed in my limbs by tradition. This is all you need.
And he said something about her atoning. Breath comes out white clouds with your lies.
Yeah.
Devious movements in your eyes. So she did something devious wrong.
Hmm.
He's mad enough to kill her. So
or at least he thinks that. Because it says... Can you go up to the top again? What did he say? He said devious movements in your eyes? Yeah. So, like, that may or may not be true. Sometimes you think you see something and it's not actually there.
Plunging towards bereavement. Faster yet, clearing my thoughts. My mind is set.
Jesus.
He's set to be in bereavement is when you lose
grieve
somebody.
Yeah, somebody and, take that time.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he says something about atoning here. He said something about atonement here. See there, help me cure you, atone for all you've done. Help me leave you as all the days are gone. Your time's up. So he's going to cure her of life, essentially, because she did this to him. So I think he's talking about killing her.
It definitely sounds like it, now that you read out those lyrics. My word. Limbs are aching from the rush. Whoa.
Heart still beating for the cause.
Feeding. Soul still feeding from the loss.
That's a pretty interesting dichotomy. That his heart is still beating for the cause, but his soul is still feeding from the loss. And then the inevitable question is, well, what's the cause?
Well, I would have said that the cause was whatever it was that was in her eyes.
Well, I think his cause is he's going to get vengeance on her for cheating on him.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, it's still that rush of anger. But at the same time, his soul is still feeding from the loss of her because he loves her. But he's so angry, he's gonna, kill her. You know, and you know, this is one of those things where it's like there are people that like can't like separate the concept of their ownership of a person versus loving a person.
Yes.
They can't make that dichotomy.
Yes.
So it's like, okay, so she let's say it happened. Let's say she cheated on you. So now she's gonna die because she cheated on you.
Right.
Like you don't own, like you own her now. All of a sudden, you can just kill her. Oh, but you loved her, and that's why your heart is aching from the loss. You know, it's like the OJ documentary where he was crying during her funeral, Nicole's funeral, and it's like, oh, see, he could have killed her. He's crying, and sure enough, he did kill her. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like this weird kind of like, you know, people talk about toxic masculinity, and I was kind of making fun of it a couple videos ago, but there is such a thing as like, when, I feel like when women are scorned, they get crazier, they'll yell and scream or whatever, but like, they don't kill people.
Get violent.
Like, the majority of women that get murdered in domestic situations.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, this is a real problem. This is a real issue.
Wow.
Like, I don't know what to tell you. It's a real issue.
I think that a lot of times the way that men talk about women or women talk about other women, a lot of times it does kind of sound like property.
Yeah. Yeah, it really, really does. And it's an interesting kind of concept.
Because, like, the phrase, that's his woman, I used to like the sound of that. I was like, oh, that's his woman. Like, oh, like, I can't wait to be someone's woman. But now, like, I don't like that phrase anymore. I'm like...
Well, you've had certain experiences.
Yeah, that have... I'm like...
Like, if you didn't have those experiences, would that change your perspective on that phrase?
Probably.
I say you're my girl. What's the difference?
That's true. It doesn't carry the same vibe, because you're not... You're not possessive like that. You're not like, I don't feel like I'm like a property of yours.
Well, you want me to be more possessive.
I do want you to be more possessive. So, yeah. So when you say that's my girl, I'm like, okay, there's a little bit of...
Yeah, it's so weird. Like, if I was an ultra possessive person and I said that, you'd be like, I'm not nothing.
Yeah.
I'm not your nothing.
Yeah.
But because I'm not, then...
But tilt the line a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So it's a trouble. I mean, obviously, I grew up seeing my mom endure a bunch of abuse, so obviously, my perspective is going to be a little bit skewed. But I do think that that's a serious problem. I do think it's a serious problem with dudes, where it's like, a woman's your property, and then she cheats on you, and it's like, and it's interesting because you see like art reflected in life to a degree where it's like, dudes can cheat and it speaks to their prowess, you know. And so then,
what do you mean prowess?
Oh, hey, you're important. You're this or that. Okay. And so then, when women get cheated on, they cry. They get upset. Like when they make art about being cheated on, they're upset. They cry. Whatever. But when men make art about being cheated on, they like they're killing people.
Yeah. Jeez.
It's like, and I don't really know, like, because I'm like trying to go through the Rolodex of, so Biggie made a song about, I'm cross genre now with rap, and it's like, he didn't kill her. He was just complaining that she cheated on him. So that one.
But
I'm just trying to go ahead.
Well, he didn't kill her, but wasn't it? Yeah, it was Biggie when he came back. I don't know if it was like in a movie about their life or something, but he came back and put his hands on her throat and slammed her up against the wall. And
yeah, that's true.
It wasn't like,
that's really true.
He didn't cry in the corner, like he went after her.
Yeah, I think right. I think stereotypically speaking, like with women, it's more of an emotional hit, but with men, it's more of an ego thing, and it's like some dude, you know, got your girl, and now you're publicly embarrassed, so now, like, she's gotta pay some price. So,
yikes.
So Tupac had made this thing about, oh, I was with your wife, and yada, 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 so then he jumped out of his car and put his hands around her throat and slammed her all over the room. Meanwhile...
They say if Faith gets twins, he'll be Tupac.
Right. That's actually a very smart line. Shout out to the big homie. Gotta go, Coolio. I mean, it's getting too hot. If Faith had twins, she'd probably have two pots. Get it?
What?
Two... Yeah, so I'm just trying to go down the line, right? Like Vikings, you know, she cheated on, you know, whoever. I don't want to give her a spoiler. But yeah, it's just it's very interesting. It's like it seems more of an ego thing with men, and like so like the cause. It seems to me like at the end of the day, like the cause. When this is a heart beating for the cause, is like the cause ultimately is his ego.
His own ego.
You know, because she did that to him, so now, you know, that's his, you know, and in that situation, you're, because I do think that they do love at some degree, to some degree, even possessive men, it's just that their ego, they love their ego more than they love the person, and that loss is, you know, that, and so, like, when those things cross purpose, one of them has to win,
yeah,
and for people like that, it's usually their ego. Because I'm not saying that if your person feels cheated on, like it gets cheated on, or something like that happens, that it's not. Because I mean, I've been on the other side of that, and it sucks. But it's not. You don't get to kill the person, is what I'm saying. Like, killing the person was never in my mind. It was always like, fuck. You know, it's never like I'm gonna go murder this person.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's
interesting. Yeah, but you're not like that. That type of possessive-y person where you think that the person is your property. Like, you still view that person as, like, they're their own person, you know, and you want them to remain faithful to you, but you're...
Well, I mean, it would hurt me. It would be... It would... If you did that, it would crush me a lot more in the other situation. By a mile. You know, but, and you know why, but... Mm. But I would think of, like, killing you. Like... I don't know. It's just a strange, like a, but I mean, we got to talk about it. It happens. Like, there's a lot of dudes, and there's a lot of like real sick relationships where people interpret possessiveness with love, even on the female side. Like, the woman will feel more loved if the boyfriend or the husband is more possessive and all psychotically possessive. They'll think, oh, that's because he really really loves me, you know, and so.
No, I know. I mean, that's how I feel. Like, when I stop and I think about it and I'm like, well, you're not like, you're like alpha male. So it's not like you're like, oh, whatever happens, you know, and you're like.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think like, if it was about protecting you, I think everybody knows, like, if they were to fuck with you at that level, like.
Yeah, but even if we're out in public and, like, some guy's, like, looking a lot or whatever, like, you like. You'll like make I like so like I see that.
Well, yeah, I'm not gonna let you. I'm not about to let you get objectified.
Right, right.
You know,
so like,
because if I'm not gonna objectify you, there's no way in the world that and anybody, male or female, because I've seen women talk to your heart as well. So if we're a Longhorn. The last time we were a Longhorns, and like there was two old dudes, and I was like, I was G'ing the dude, like, fuck, man.
Really?
Yeah, because you know it's like. This could be your daughter. Like, the fuck is wrong
Ew,
with you?
Gross.
Yeah, like... So, yeah, I mean, yeah, of course. Yeah, if we're in public and, like, somebody's trying to disrespect you, of course. Or online. But, But at the same time, like, you're not my property.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, the marriage contract isn't, like... It's not like we're, like, moving cattle. Here, like, you're a human being, you're image of God in your own right, so I don't have any rights over you in that sense, but like, I feel like you would want me to be more like psychotic about the stuff.
Well, yeah, I've already told you that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know if you wanted to share that with good people.
We already did on one of our episodes.
Yeah, but that's like 30,000 people ago.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would want you to be more possessive and stuff. I would like that. But the thing is, I want to be my own person. Like, I don't want you to think of me as your property, but I do want you to be a little bit more possessive. Like, I like that. I don't know what it is. Like, I don't know if it's my concepts of love from growing up or movies, or I have no clue where it comes
from.
Well,
my is a possessive pronoun, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, if I say I'm yours and you're mine, I mean, that's a form of possession. But
yeah.
I think there's a good possession and a bad possession. When I say, like, you're mine, what I'm saying is, like, you've given your heart to me. So it's like a voluntary type of thing. It doesn't mean that you're my property. So when I say you're mine, what it means is you've given your heart to me. And that means is if you take your heart back and give it to somebody else, that's your decision.
Yeah.
Whereas if another... The sick way of saying you're mine is to say, I own you in totality.
Yeah.
And then if you give yourself away to somebody else, then I'm going to kill you because
I mean, I don't want you to kill me, but...
Right, right. And so when I say you're mine or you're my girl or whatever, that's what I mean is, like, this is a person that's voluntarily given herself to me, and I'll take you as long as you'll give yourself to me. But I'm not going to take you if you don't want to give yourself to me. I'm not going to... Yeah. Because you're not my property. And that's kind of how I reconcile. Because obviously... You are my girl, and I am your guy, and you are my woman, I'm your man. Like, that's obvious. Like, there's songs about it. I'm your lady!
Yeah.
You're my man! Like, so obviously we have to, you know, I mean, I don't like, non-realistic SJW shit.
Yeah.
But I do like, so, like, I'm trying to reconcile in my head, like, okay, how do I say that she's mine while at the same time recognizing her autonomy as an image bearer of God? But yeah. See, I don't feel like you like that. I think you like the other one.
I don't know what it is or why, because, like, when I think of, and this is like a really weird example, but it's the only thing that comes to my mind. Like if I'm sitting at the table and I'm like, this is my dinner.
Okay.
I'm saying that it's mine. Uh-huh. But, like, if you want to take something off my plate, I'm completely fine with that.
Right.
But, like, if you try to, like, there's, like, some dogs where you can go over and you can, like, take something out of their bowl, and they'll be, like, they look at you because they don't, like, want you to take their food, but they're not going to get aggressive about it. But there's, like, other dogs where, forget it, you start coming near, their hair starts raising up, they start getting angry, agitated, like, this is theirs and don't touch it. And, like, that's what I kind of like, I like that, but I'm like, but I don't want to be killed, like... But I do want a little bit of...
I like that. I don't want to be murdered.
No, I don't want to be murdered. But okay. And honestly, I literally don't know where that desire comes from. And I've been around other people who have expressed like that, like they want like that. Like, I don't know what that looks like in real life. Like,
I've been in crazy situations where people have tried to, like, instigate that type of reaction out of me.
Yeah.
Because they were so upset that I wasn't, you know.
Yeah.
It's not sorry. But
I've prevented myself from doing that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
you know, I don't know. It's something. It's a nature nurture conversation that I have with myself a lot whenever we have these conversations, or when I look at a thing like Twilight, for example, where the girl drives off the bridge because you know, homeboy's stalking her, and she knows he's stalking, but she's trying to, like, get that out of him, and it's like, why is a
no, I think he left for her safety or something that.
Well, yeah,
he wanted him back, so he was
a fucking vampire, and
so she was like, if I put myself in danger, he'll come back around. I love that scene.
I know. And then I think to myself,
I was at a deck of cards, I'm like, I'm showing you guys my cards.
I'm sure. But like, I'm always very perplexed about where we are, like, what the women's movement is trying to accomplish, what all this stuff means. Like, here we are in modern, very post-feminist America.
Yeah.
And young women, young girls like Twilight, and then older women like Fifty Shades of Grey. And so I, both of which have very possessive, jealous, stalkerish type boyfriends, and it made millions upon millions of dollars in book and movie.
Yeah.
And so it's like, but at the same time, we're in liberated woman feminist America, and nobody sees the contradiction there.
No, I see what you're saying. I think, though, that a lot of times, like at the beginning of a relationship, like, the guy will be all about the girl, and then she becomes like old news, and then he like moves on to other things in his life that he wants to accomplish. And like, I think that we like that feel of like the beginning days when the guy's like really like into you. And then I think that the way that a lot of times like women feel, we feel like that we're you know, like, we get paid less, or we don't get respected in the workplace, or, you know, we don't get taken as seriously, or, like, we were watching that thing where the guy, like, started eating a steak in front of the woman who was clearly a vegan, and he was being a fucking jerk. That was a jerk move.
That has nothing to do with the fact that she's a woman.
No, I do think that it has to do with her being a woman, because I think that that level of disrespect with somebody was very easy for him to do to her, and just eating it in front of her face like that.
I think if it was a vegan dude, he would have done the same shit.
I don't know. I think it was much easier for him to disrespect her like that.
I guarantee you he would have done it if it was a dude.
Maybe.
Guarantee.
Maybe. But I think that I mean, if he would, if a dude would have wrote
something as silly as eating meat leads necessarily to toxic masculinity, he would have done the same shit to that guy. For sure.
Look at all the talk show things that you watch, the woman is always sitting there straightening her papers, smiling, not really engaging. Like, I feel like that a lot of times, like, I don't know, like, I don't even know how to describe it. Like, there's no place to, like, I think women are trying to get in there and be heard and have their voice heard and, like, but I think that, I guess the reason that I'm trying to connect the two is I'm trying to say that he, in both of those stories, he's obsessed with her. And so her voice matters and what she's trying to accomplish and stuff. And, like, what? Do you disagree with that?
I think that that's crazy.
What do you mean you think it's crazy?
Absolutely crazy. So then would you want our girls in a relationship like that?
Of course not. But would I be okay with that? Probably.
And that therein lies the psychosis. Like, what are you talking about? Like, he's obsessed with her. Yeah. Well, you know, there's a way to be obsessed with a woman without, like, stalking her every 3 seconds. That's, like, real dangerous shit. Like, women die over that shit every year. Like, all this romanticization of, like, oh, he's stalking her, and everywhere she turns around, there he is, because he's so in love with her. Well, doesn't every stalker say that?
Yeah.
So this weird, like, I'm listening to you because I'm trying to figure out, like, where all this is coming from in modern psychology as far as, like, you're saying that you're talking about this like this is an overwhelmingly positive thing, but when I say, well, would you like the girls in that situation?
No, I didn't say it was overwhelmingly positive. I didn't say that. I just said, like, there's times where you're, like, very, like, you're putting off, like, a lot of masculine energy, and I friggin' love that shit.
Yeah, I think putting off masculine energy and being a part of the issue, especially with our relationship, is like we're literally together 24/7. Like, there's no time when we're not together.
Yeah.
Right? And so, like,
except for when I get juice dropped on my computer and have to ring to get fixed.
Well, if we were full time, I'd be there with you.
That's true.
Right? And there's nothing saying I might not end up there tomorrow anyway. But my point is, like, you know, we're together all the time, and so, yeah, like, there's never really an opportunity for me to stalk you, or for me to say, hey, why are you talking to that guy? Like, you know what I mean?
I don't know why I would like that, but I would.
But
I don't know what to tell you.
But you're like that. You're like, why are you talking to her?
Yeah, what are you doing? What's going on with it?
Like, well, she wants, you know, whatever, a song request. I'm thinking a song request, you know, blah, blah, blah. But, like, so I'm not really sure that we can use our relationship as a real, like, I remember that time at the park, there was a dude talking. I was like, yo, what's he talking about? But that was...
safety.
That was a security threat because it's a downtown and, you know, whatever.
I remember that. But...
And so I'm like, what did the guy want? Because I want to make sure that you're good. You know what I mean? But yeah, it's a strange thing for me, and I'm not particularly sure. I'm not particularly sure, like, I have a clear answer from you at all about this.
Well, like, I don't feel like I have a clear answer. I don't even know where the start of it came from.
Why would it be good for you and not good for our daughter?
Because, like,
I don't want
that for them, because I feel like that it's not healthy.
So you want me to... Well, again, like, how could that even... Maybe this is an offline conversation, but how could that even manifest itself? We're literally around each other. Like, we as a couple... I tell you this all the time. We as a couple are in a situation that, like, 99.999995% of couples are in.
Yeah, I know.
You know, are not in, which is, we're literally around each other,
yeah,
like,
from, how would it manifest
from morning
itself?
To sleep,
yeah.
So how could it manifest itself?
I don't know, because the only ways that it could manifest itself, I would feel creeped out about. Because we brought this up in one of our other shows. You were like, so you would want me, like, watching you from the bushes when you're out shopping? I'm like, no, that's creepy, I don't want you doing that. So I really don't know how it would manifest itself.
Yeah. You took too long at that bagging counter at Walmart. Why were you at that bagging counter so long? I mean, it's just,
I don't know.
It's just ridiculous.
I don't know how it would manifest itself. I have no clue.
Yeah, I'm not sure. You know, I'm not sure. And I'm not, you know, I don't know. Maybe I would be a lot more jealous if you were, like, out and about. I doubt it, though. I just don't feel like you're going to do anything.
Well, Then if I get a job, like, as a waitress, you'd be fine?
What do you mean, would I be fine?
Would that be okay?
I would know immediately that every day people would be objectifying you and all the rest of it. And I wouldn't like that. I wouldn't like that part about it. So that would bother me. For sure. But I
how would that manifest itself?
I thought we were pretty calibrated on that.
We are. I don't want to be a waitress. Like, if you came home
and said, like, some dude, like, grabbed you or something like that, I mean, you know what would happen. You've seen what would... I'm not going to talk about it here, but, like, you know what would happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that person... I didn't even know that person from Adam in that situation. You know what I'm saying? So, mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want you in that situation over a long period of time. But I wouldn't not want you to be a waitress because I would think that you'd be flirting with somebody or something.
Oh,
and I would have to like, get all weird and possessive because I'm insecure. To me, it's not about the person, it's about the other person. Like, that type of possessiveness and jealous activity, to me, is like... an insecurity on the other side that you don't trust the other person.
I trust
you implicitly, so I wouldn't, you could do it naked. It wouldn't bother me as far as...
Why would you say that on the show?
No, I'm saying, like, as far as, like, I don't think you would do anything. Now, obviously, I wouldn't want you to because, again, they'd be objectifying you and then, you know, and I'd have to, you know, whatever, but, like... And I'm a pacifist, so I have my limits, right? And so... You know, I know that I have my weaknesses, and like that stuff, those would be my weaknesses. Like, if somebody were to try to, you know, I mean,
okay, maybe
this
is what it is. Maybe it speaks to, maybe because, you know, that verse that says, like, oh no, did I misunderstand that? You remember the one that says, like, that, her desire would be for her husband and he would rule over her as part of, like, the whole curse session at the beginning?
Yeah, the curse, yeah.
So when that was happening, doesn't that mean that, like, oh no, you said that means she wants to rule over him, but he's going to rule over her, and then there's like this battle for the top.
Hebrew word is used in Genesis 4. Since desire is to have you, but you must rule over it.
That's right. I guess maybe what I'm thinking is that a lot of times, like women want approval from men. I see it happen with you all the time because the energy you put off, I see women wanting your approval all over the place.
You mean at work?
Anywhere. Like, anytime that you're around people for, like, any period of time, they want your approval.
Okay.
And I think it's men and women alike, but I notice it probably with women because I don't like that. I'm like, fuck you. Like, you don't need my husband's approval. Go get your own husband's approval.
Well, I'm their manager.
Well...
It's kind of important to get your manager's approval.
Yes, but there's a difference between, like, getting... I can't explain it. Like, I guess you wouldn't understand because you're not a girl, but,
let's
like,
say it.
Girls like no other girl. Like, the girl will have done a badass job with something, but then she'll be like... Yeah, I know I didn't really do that good, and blah, blah, blah. And then you're like, no, like, you killed it, and blah. I'm like, bitch, I know what you're doing. You know you did a damn good job, and you just want to have him pat you on your back. That's what's going on, okay? I'm not an idiot. And, like, your approval is, like, when you, like, say somebody does awesome, like, they feel damn good because, like, you don't make it up. Like, you don't say somebody did a good job if they didn't do a good job. And then when you say, like, that they did a good job, it's, like, such a good feeling. And then when you suck at it, then you're like, oh, fuck, I want to do a good job next time. And, like, you kind of can land in this cycle of, like... So I think that women all around, like, I don't think that women would want to admit to this, but I think that women, like, want approval from men, which is, I think, some of the reasons why...
In what context? In the business world? In the...
Anywhere. Like, I think that sometimes a woman gets dressed up because she likes what she looks like dressed up. Or she likes what it feels like to, you know, be all dressed up. But I think that sometimes women get dressed up or they wear a certain outfit because they want to be noticed and they want to be appreciated for their beauty or their body or their, you know, sense of style or whatever. Like, so I think that maybe that it's a value statement. And so if your man, like, really, like, wants you to that degree and your desire to that level that he would be, like, obsessive about you, then... maybe then it makes the woman feel more valuable. Like, okay, I have value. Like, you know, nobody's gonna... If you have a pile of gold, you're not gonna let your neighbor just come up and snatch the gold from you. But see, the gold is a possession. It's a problem. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Like, I think that I have a mixed up mind on it.
Well, this guy definitely captured it properly as far as, like, the conflict that this character is. Because he keeps, you know, putting... contradictions on top of each other where he talks about, like, a liquid seeps from your chest and drains me away.
Yeah.
So as she's dying, he's dying, and all the rest of it, which is, you know, why I teach our sons not to be this type of a person.
Right.
You know, because I think it's dangerous, because I think we have a hard time, like, being able to like undo that knot of the difference of possession and love, and how do you possess something or someone that you love and all the rest of it.
How do you know how to make the differentiation?
It's like I said, your heart is mine insofar as you've given it to me. But I'm not gonna keep it under lock and key and then like put you under pain of death for taking it back. And so that's how I've been able to reconcile that you're my possession in a sense, while at the same time honoring your autonomy and vice versa.
It's so weird because usually men view women as property, and maybe I have a problem with that with you, because like I like you're mine, like forget about it, like. So I think that.
Well, in some of our conversations, there's definitely that vibe for sure.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, but I think that, you know, when I take into account the context that you came up in, then. I understand it makes sense. And I also understand that not a lot of people sit and think these things through to the degree that I have. So I'm not mad at you. Well, I mean, sometimes when we're arguing about stuff,
I get mad.
Mm-hmm. But as far as, like, how could you treat me like this? Like, I never go there because I understand why. You know what I mean? I just, like, and I know that, like, I want us to, like, move beyond that mindset and that understanding. But at the same time, you're looking at it like it's because, you know, it's love. And how do you separate those two? I think they're very, very difficult. And I think I think that this is like a thing for a lot of couples.
Well,
and like,
I hear lots of women talk about it.
It's not even close to being really dealt with because it's so hard, because people don't have categories for it, because it's a very confusing topic.
The only time like that I start saying, wait a minute, this is a problem, is when, like, there's, you know, something that's innate to your personality, like how much you're very active in all of the different forums of talking to people and stuff like that. Or, like, before what we were doing, like, you were always talking to people, messaging people, checking up on people and stuff like that. And, like, I'll be like, wait a minute, why are you talking to that person so much? Or whatever, like, and then, like, when I, like, pull myself away from the situation and I think about it, I'm like, Vin is a very caring person. That's like healthy for you to like be active and talking to people and you know, like all of that stuff. And like I want him to like not talk so much to certain people because I feel uncomfortable about it, because like I feel uncomfortable. So then I want you to not do what's natural to you. Like, I thought I was supposed to be just loving you for who you are. And so it's like,
yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, I don't really know that that's because Proverbs talks about the jealousy, and so does Song of Solomon. Jealousy's demanding is a grave, right? So like, I don't believe that all jealousy is negative. See, that's the thing. How can you when the Bible says God is a jealous God? So you can't say that jealousy is inherently a sinful emotion. So I'm not sure, because both of us have such extreme personalities that it's hard to gauge, you know, anything on a given topic if you and I are the subjects. Mm-hmm. Because I'm so extreme about everything, and so are you, that, like, you might be extreme on jealousy, but I might be extreme on the other side of non-jealousy. Maybe I need to be more jealous in the middle. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's always hard for me to figure that out if it's just me and you.
Mm-hmm. And it's tough because I always feel like I'm just wrong. I'm start to finish, I'm wrong.
Yeah.
I'm the bad one. I'm
like, oh, we can't have a conversation. And then you're like, oh, I'm wrong. I'm like, no, I don't care who's wrong. I just want to figure this out. And it's always like, oh.
Yeah.
So it's so that creates a challenge. Mm-hmm. Because then I go.
And we have never related to each other like this before, because we've been friends for like, what, 10 years?
Yeah, a decade, yeah.
Over that, I don't even know. Like, we've been friends for a very long time.
Yeah.
And so that relationship was cool. Like, there was no, like, pressure, no nothing, you know? Like, I was like, yes, every time you were talking to people, I'm like, that's great, that's excellent. But that's what I'm saying. Now, all of a sudden, that we're married, now all of a sudden, I'm like, well, wait a minute. Like, and so now I'm putting all this other pressure on you that hasn't been there. And, you know, I feel differently about certain things that, I never felt before.
Right.
And I used to think, wow, like, Vin, like, I wonder what it's like for his wife, because you were talking to a bunch of people, but you were always, like, you know, like, other guys, like, they're, a lot of times you can tell, like, they're talking to that girl for, like, another motive. Like, maybe they think she's hot, maybe they, whatever, like, that's why they're talking. Like, you don't put off those vibes. Like, you're just interested in the person as a person, and it doesn't matter if it's, you know, a homeless man on the side of the street, or a very, very beautiful model, or a child that, or it doesn't matter. Like, you engage each person because you see them as valuable, being made in the image of God. And, like, I always saw that in you, and I always knew it, like, and you never, there was no difference. It wasn't like, it never looked like you were trying to, you know, whatever, but... So I'm like, so why do I get jealous? Like, I don't know. Like, I've always been a jealous person. Like, when I first got in a relationship, like, I remember seeing other people jealous when I was like 15. I'm like, why would you be jealous? Like, it's your husband. Like, you guys are married. Like, he's not going to go out on you. Like, just chill, you know? Like, you're wrecking your whole vacation because you're stressed out about this, you know? And then, I started dating when I was 16, and, like, this one girl was, like, interested in my boyfriend. I was like, I'm fucking gonna beat her up. I was so angry, like, and literally, she really didn't do, like, she was eyeing him, but, like, he was mine, and I was his, you know, whatever, like, we were together, so, like, I don't know why I was freaking out so much, but I was, like, I was gonna fight the girl. I was so, like, whatever. And then I've been like that in every relationship that I've been in, so... And, like, with you, it's way more extreme, because I was never... I don't think I was ever so, like... I don't know. The relationship with you is, like, way more important to me than any other relationship. So, I don't know if that has something to do with it, but...
Yeah.
And I feel more loved by you than I have by anybody else either. So I'm like, shouldn't that, like, be...
Well, that's good to know. We'll take the rest of this offline on our walk.
Oh my gosh, I know we've been talking about it.
What do you give the song?
I give it actually an 8.5. I was gonna give it 4 when it first started. I was like, a 4. Oh my gosh, it's a 4. And then as it progressed, I was like, no, I kinda like was throwing in with
it's
it.
A
I like
solid
it.
9 for me. I think that this song is not a 9. It's not a 9. I'll go at 8.5 with you. Boop. I can do that with good conscience. I think, like, definitely I like the trick. See, one of my criticism of the other one we did.
Yeah.
There are parts that I liked about the song, and then there was a minute and a half of the same fucking riff at the end of the song, and that was supposed to be the heartbeat, some avant-garde whatever, and I just thought it was... I thought they were trying too hard, or whatever it was.
I liked it.
This one, I felt like it was a 9-minute song, but I felt like all the places that it went to were necessary. Uh-huh. Like, I didn't feel like there was any extra shit in there just to say, look,
so the
like,
beginning,
I went to
you
school.
Like the beginning too?
Well, I felt like it was building up to something.
Yeah, well, I didn't understand the lyrics. So I was like, what is happening? This is going too long.
Well, it was building up for something. I knew it was building up to something. I just didn't know, like, there is one point in the song where I was like, oh, shit, he's going to kill her. You know what I mean?
I wish I could hear the lyrics. Like, when I can't experience and hear. I can't do them both.
I know.
And I wish that I could, because I'm like, that must be a cool experience. Unless it's really basic. Like the So Far Away one.
Well, Daddy, you experienced it.
And Daddy, you know, like, there's some where it's like, the lyrics are basic enough where it's like, this is obvious, what's going on here? And when it's obvious like that, then I can. And it's a cool experience, because you're like, oh, music, lyrics, they're going together, I see where we're going.
Yeah.
But here, I was like, just going for the music, so.
Yeah, definitely, like, brought me back to some Nail of the Scars. But yeah, 8.5, watch all.
Okay, well, there you have it.
All right, well. You just sat in on our relationship discussion for an hour. Been out.
The story out.
Gone.